Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Glory Fest. Let's start this night with praise and worship. Let's all stand together.
Control of everything. You are Lord. You are in control of everything. For you are in control of everything.
Break it down. I rest in you, Jesus.
And I rest in you, Jesus.
Prospers like you. You are the miracle working God. The miraculous is normal to you. Supernatural is natural to you. And you invite us, oh God, to this place, this glorious place, this place of splendor. Oh Father, how great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. Blessed Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Stars, and I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior. How great thou art, how great
thou art.
Then sings my soul,
then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
Oh, how great thou art,
how great thou art,
how great thou art. My soul,
then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art,
how great thou art,
how great thou art. Then sings my soul.
How great thou art, O God. great in splendor, great in power, great in wisdom, great in all things. Be magnified, Father. We come to meet with you tonight by your invitation. We come to this glory fest. Let your glory be revealed in each life. Let this be the day that we've been waiting for. When hope is fulfilled, there is no longer any reason to hope, because what is to be done is done already. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's good to see you here tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bring me your daughter. Don't go, sister. Come, come. Come. I want you to bring her to me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just come here. Let this be your day. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Kikato shandereba kamea. Let the Lord touch you where you are. Hallelujah. 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 God of miracles, now my papa, oh. God of miracles, now my papa, oh. God of miracles,
now my papa, oh.
God of miracles,
now my papa,
oh. God of miracles,
now my papa,
oh. God of miracles,
now my papa,
oh. God of miracles,
Papa,
God of miracles,
now my papa.
I say, God of miracles, now my papa. Oh, God of miracles,
now my papa.
God of miracles, now my papa. No go suffer. Sing it, sing it. Me, I no go suffer.
I no go suffer. I no go beg for bread. Me, I no go suffer.
No, I will not suffer.
I no go beg for
I won't beg for bread.
Me, I no go suffer.
Mama.
No, no, no. I don't go back for bread. I need my papa.
Hey, 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 hey.
My papa.
dancers, where are the dancers? Come on, dance unto the Lord. Is good. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. Thank you so very much. We'll pray with you guys shortly. The God we serve is not limitable. God has made a decision about you and I as his sons and daughters. Even before the foundations of the earth. And as we heard this morning, God will get what he came for. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrews, the second chapter, and the fifth verse. Actually, let me take it from the first verse. Because it's crucial that that which God is doing and God is saying to us, that we do not let it go. Hallelujah. We must take hold of the promise of God and declare it. Till we see what we are declaring manifested. In Hebrews, the second chapter, it says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed That's a strong word. Give the more earnest heed. The earnest, the more earnest. That's a powerful word. If you just said to give heed, that would be enough. But it says the more earnest heed. Perisoteros. To give total focus. Peri, do you hear the word peri and you hear the word periscope? The word soterios or soteria has to do with salvation. So when the word of God says, give the more earnest heed, he's saying, give total focus to that which brings the fullness of salvation. Because soteria has to do with salvation. Give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. We heard it. Lest at any time we should let them sleep. Remember what we talked about, perisoteros and being the earnest heed, giving earnest heed. Then it must mean that whatever it is that we are going to let slip is that which is part of salvation for us. And God says to us through Paul, give the earnest heed to the things which you have heard. We got saved by the hearing of the word of faith and by the confession of the word of faith. Amen? It is in your mouth. So letting it slip has something to do with what you keep or you stop saying. When you stop saying it, then it slips. Then you lose sight of what God has for you. So you must remind yourself of what God said, what you are, who you are, what God did, and celebrate that. Because it's in the confession of that which you are saying that you begin to live the life that you are declaring. Oh, let's go on to verse 2, lest I get stuck there. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, if the words that were spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward because it was not added to. Just angels. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be what? Spoken. It was first spoken. It began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Verse 4. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. According to his own will. Today there is going to be an impartation according to his own will. Hallelujah. Everybody is going to get their package tonight. Praise God. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection. He had not put under subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. He didn't give that authority to the angels. Verse 6, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? Do you know God visits us? Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, I need a special visit today. Amen. Hallelujah. I have my praise ready for you. If you are inviting God to come visit you, you better entertain him well. Amen. Bring the best. Hallelujah. Today we will bring the best to the Lord. He says, what is man that thou visits him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Now, in the Old Testament, where this scripture is brought from, the word is the word Elohim. It was too much for the writers or the transcribers to even consider the word God. So they had to downplay it a little bit. And they said angels. Lower than God is the right and proper translation of the verse. But watch this. It says, thou crownest him with what? Shout it out. Thou crownest him with what?
Glory.
Crownest who?
Me.
Someone say, I am crowned with glory. 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 It says, take heed that you don't lose sight of that. Remember that? Take earnest heed. That you don't lose sight of the fact that you have been crowned with glory and crowned with what? Honor. And did set him over the works of thy hands. I am set over the works of God's hand. We are reclaiming our place. Hallelujah. I am not going to be AWOL, absent without leave. I am going to stand at my post. Sit on my rightful seat, because I recognize that I have been crowned with glory, and not just with glory, I am crowned with honor, and not just that, he has set me over the works of his hands. In other words, I'm in charge. Hey, somebody hearing? Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Who are the feet of the Lord? We are. That's the church. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left what? Nothing. He left what? Nothing. 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 Nada. That is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Why don't we? Because we are not hearing everything that he said we are. But tonight, we hear him, and we believe him, and we are totally connected to him. And all things are under our feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. If it is not yet, it is coming. Under. Say with me, all things come under my feet. No more arguments. Do it. Now. 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 Hear the next verse. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Oh, that's the same thing. He was crowned with glory and honor. And we may just insert there, and that's why he did all the miracles he did. Because he was anointed. So the glory and the honor is the anointing of God. That by the grace of God, by the grace, the enabling of God, he was able to do something that he could not do just by himself. He should taste that for every man. He tasted death for every man. Why? So that we don't have to taste death. Hallelujah. Let's go. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into what? Unto glory. Those he predestined, he called. And those he called, he justified. And those he justified, he glorified. All God really wanted to do all the while is to bring us unto glory. That's what we fell short of. And that's what must be restored back again. The Lord, two nights ago, I believe it was, if it were not yesterday, it was two nights ago at the beginning, said that whatever it is that we name becomes subject to us. Remember that teaching? Well, he called us unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Fulfilled, complete. He suffered so that I can become part of him. Hallelujah. So that I can experience that crowning also. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now let me move us a little bit closer. And let's go to to Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 14. We'll go through that fairly quickly. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Don't lose sight of that. Unto all what? Pleasing. And the word of God is very clear that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So for us to be able to please God, we must have the faith. Hallelujah. So the word of God says that he might walk worthy. And the word of God says the just live by faith. Amen? The just live by faith. The word of God says it is in him. In him we live and move and have our being. Praise God. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being, present tense continuous, fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to his, how? Glorious, what? Power. That's why we need the glory. Unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which had made us meet. He has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Hallelujah. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness. We've been delivered from the power of darkness and had translated us unto the kingdom of his dear Son. We've been translated. We've been transported. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the what? Forgiveness of sins. The glory is resting upon our lives because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ did to make it possible for you and I to be forgiven sins. Hallelujah. Some say, I am forgiven. Therefore, the glory of God is upon me. I'm crowned with glory and honor. Praise the Lord. And all things are put under my care. Why is that important? Because the Bible tells us that when we sinned, we fell short of the glory. Now, because we are forgiven, the glory is reinstated. Hallelujah. But you can have all kinds of things available to you and not use them. I was chatting with the worship team, I believe it was yesterday. We were talking about, you know, one of the keyboards is losing its life, so to speak. And so we're trying to figure out what is the next tool that we need to replace it with. And so we said, should we replace it with that kind? And Brother said, there's so much in here that we don't use. This is meant for studios. And we don't use lots of them. That's you and I. We've got so much, and there's a lot that we don't use. Not because it isn't necessary to use it, but because we've not ventured to use it. If you venture to use it, you say, oh, that's interesting. That's, wow. I'm just using 5% of the capacity of this thing, and I got 95% that I've not used. We are going to incorporate the rest of it. Hello? We're going to incorporate everything and begin to live at higher dimensions of grace. Hallelujah. I am going to say what God says about me. Do you know that's what the Lord Jesus Christ did in Psalm 2? He said, I will declare the decree. I will say what God says. This is my son. I'm the son of the living God. Give me Psalm 2, just right there quickly. Give me that verse so everybody sees it. I will declare the decree of the Lord. Do I have help there? Okay. I will declare the decree. It's a decree. When God says it, it becomes a decree. It becomes a command. The Lord had said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Jesus said what the Father said to him. And what did the Word of God say about us? He says that he has crowned you and I with what? Glory. I will declare the decree of my Father God. He has crowned me with glory and honor and given me authority over all things. Is that a good place to be at? Back to Hebrews 2:10. Or rather, Colossians 2. And I think we are about 13 or 14. Colossians 1. Okay. Colossians 1. 13 or 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now take me to Colossians 2, verse 9. For, it says here, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Jesus dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him who has the fullness of God in him. Think about that. If the fullness of the God is in him bodily, and we are in him, then we have the fullness of the Godhead, which is the head of all what? Principality and power. He's the head. He's in charge. Praise God. He's the head of all what? Principality and power. He's the head of the church. Is he? Okay. If he's the head of the church, and he's the head of all principality and power, guess what he declared you as? A principality. And he declares you also a power. Because he's the head. Come on, come, come on, come on, come on. Do you understand that in the book of Daniel, Daniel talks about how he was praying and the resistance that he was experiencing And the angel had to fight through the prince of Persia. But there was a physical prince of Persia. But there was a spiritual entity, a principality called the prince of Persia. Come on. So what is the idea? The idea is this, that while you are seated in heavenly places, the role and the seat of honor, which is above all other principalities and all powers, that you are playing that same role here in the earth. And that just like you are far above them in the heavenlies, so also you are far above them in power and in grace in the earth. Come on. Is this rocket science? Is this understood? So why am I not acting like that? Because the devil has been lying and saying to us that he is in charge. But I need to know that I am in charge, and that my words are the final words. It's not what the devil says. It's what I say. Because what I say is what God is saying. How do I know that what I'm saying is what God is saying? Because I have the mind of Christ. Praise the Lord. I have the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ thinks certain ways, and I think the same way with him. I'm aligned. Supernatural alignment. When your vehicle is not properly aligned, it starts bouncing all over the place. True? And the reason some people bounce all over the place, you know, today they're in this church and they have a shake and then you are not aligned. You need to find your place and be aligned and be stable, steadfast in faith, unmovable, knowing that everything that you do, none of it is going to be in vain. Hallelujah. Unshakable. Verse 11. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. Do you understand this? That the circumcision was the way that man got connected in covenant. It was a sign that they were connected in covenant with God. That was the sign that Abraham had, that he was connected with God. And here the Lord says, you got a circumcision that was not made by natural hands. You are in covenant. God established his covenant, and now he's calling us into partnership with him. That as he is, so are we in this world. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. That's how he did it. The circumcision of Christ. When he shed his blood, it was like circumcision, so that we can be connected. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we are buried with him. We are buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith. Hallelujah. Through the faith of the operation of God, the administration of God, who had raised him from the dead. So when the Father raised up the Son, we also were raised. Praise the Lord. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all, what? Trespasses. I'm forgiven all trespasses, and God raised me. Let me begin to wrap up here. Romans chapter 6. Beginning from the first verse, we read these words. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And what is the next statement? God forbid. God forbids what? God forbids continuing in sin. God forbid it. No, you're not called to continue in sin. You're called to continue in righteousness. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the what? By the what? By the what? By the glory. It is the glory that raises us. So today, expect the manifestation of that glory raising you up from that place of struggle, that place of defeat, that place of shame, that place of fear, that place where you have defeated, been raised by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. New life. Oh, glory. There's a newness of life. The old is passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. Newness of life. For we have been planted together in the likeness of his death. We shall also be also in the likeness of his resurrection. What was the likeness of his resurrection? I remember this was the verse the Lord gave to me so many years ago. I can tell you the exact date. It was August the 24th of 1981. So how do you know? Because that's when my first son was born. He was born premature. 3 pounds, 14 ounces. Certain things had not been formed in him. We were living in Niverville at the time. And Mama's doctor was in St. Pierre. We drove to St. Pierre, and they said they couldn't take care of it there. We had to go to St. Boniface. I said, where is that? I said, just keep on going, just keep on going, and then you'll get to this street, and blah, 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 and they told us. I had a friend of mine, of ours, with us that day. His name was Effa. He had happened to be visiting. He was in the car with us. And I drove like a crazy guy. Today, I thank God that we did not crash. Because I wasn't thinking straight. I just wanted to get to the hospital. But this was a crucial situation. I took off like a speeding bullet and got to the hospital. Mama had the baby. I don't know if she's ever heard this part of the story. The next day we're going back to go back to Niverville, myself and Effa, and we turned the wrong way and we ended down heading down Portage Avenue. I didn't know nothing. I had just been in Winnipeg, you know, May 1st, May 2nd, we drove, you know, somebody came, picked us up and took us to Niverville. I'd never come back to Winnipeg. I didn't know nothing here. I was so lost. And finally, when I knew that this doesn't look like how we came, I got rid of my man pride and asked, where is the road to Niverville? I said, Niverville. You are so lost. Well, finally, we got on the right track, Highway 59, and we arrived okay. And that was that part of that story. Anyhow, let's get back to the right story. Here I'm told, after the child is born, that he was going to be there for a whole month, at least. We had no insurance. No insurance. How am I going to pay this bill? I'm not allowed to work. I know nobody here. What are we going to do? So I went to the chapel in St. Boniface Hospital, began to pace, talking to the Lord about this problem. God, I don't know what to do. I don't have money. And my child is there. My wife is there. What am I going to do? And I heard the Lord speak to me, Romans chapter 6 and verse 5. I said, praise the Lord. I got a word. I got a word. So I'm looking for a Bible in the clinic, in the chapel there. No Bible. Even if there were one, it would have been in French anyway. So anyway. So I went upstairs and thank God for Gideon's. There was a Gideon Bible in there. This was pre-smartphones. You know, you couldn't just Romans 6 and, you know, and read it. So thank God it was not a smartphone, because that smartphone would have been broken that day. So I read, for if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. And I flipped. I lost it. I lost it right there. How can I be talking to you about my son, about my wife, and you give me this silly, useless scripture? What is this? What does this have to do with anything? I am so angry. Thank God he didn't kill me. He's had many reasons. I lost it. But thank God he's very patient. When I calmed down a little bit, he said, I have a few questions for you. I said, what is it? With an attitude. So what was the likeness of my resurrection? I thought for a while. I said, well, when you were raised from the dead, you went through walls like there were no walls there. You didn't need a door. You just showed up there. And there was no distance. You could appear wherever you wanted to appear. He said, okay. This problem that you are facing right now, does it look like a wall to you? And I say, yeah. Between here, the amount that you are supposed to pay and how much you've got, does that look like some distance to you? I said, yeah. So if you were planted together with me, in the likeness of my death, you shall also be in the likeness of my resurrection. You're going to go through this, no problem. Wow. Wow. I say, God. If you want to clap, just clap already. Let's get it over with. Hallelujah. I say, yeah. I'm from, oh, poor me. I say, rejoicing. You know, I'm sure the devil was very upset that day. I thought I got him right there, but he didn't got nothing. Hallelujah. I just want to annoy some people that just want to speak their wonderful grammar. Hallelujah. Well, would you know it? God did not only take care of the issues with our son, took care of mama, but he also took care of the bills. See, one day I went to pay. I just started paying. I went one day to go pay, and they said, you don't have any bill here. It was paid. Hallelujah. Don't go tell St. Boniface, because I don't want them digging on any computer. Hallelujah. And showing up with some bill. Hey, we found out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The record was gone. It's like we didn't even have a baby in there. Bill paid, taken care of, because we were raised up in the likeness of his resurrection. No walls. That's why when I hear God say, do something, as soon as I hear it and says, this is it, I go. If I've not heard anything, I drag my feet. It doesn't matter what everybody else is saying until I hear from God. Because ultimately, I'm responsible. Because if you tell me, go, and I start going, and you say, I'm right behind you. I've learned that when people say, I'm right behind you, when you look back, they are not there. But if God says, go, I know he's got my back. And I know he's in front of me. He is on the sides. He's everywhere. Hallelujah. You know that you're in a bubble. In the goodness of God. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, saints, today, that as you receive the impartation of God's goodness in your life, crowned with glory, crowned with honor, and having authority over the things that he has put you in charge of, that you will not fail, but succeed and testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're raised in the likeness of his resurrection. Verse 6 says, it says, watch this. Knowing this, we know something, that our old man is crucified with him. Our old man is what? Crucified with him. What is the old man? The old man is your old nature. The old nature with original sin. It is crucified with him. And if it was crucified with him, it died with him. And got buried with him. But when we were raised up, we did not come up with that. You know why? Because Jesus went to hell. Yes, he did. And he took the keys of death and grave from the devil, meaning that the devil doesn't any longer have power or authority or access. Hallelujah? No more access. But you know what? We left all the garbage behind. and we're raised up with a new body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The old man is crucified with him that the body of sin might be what? Destroyed. That henceforth, someone say henceforth. Say it again, henceforth. One more time, henceforth. What does henceforth mean? From now on, we shall not what? Serve sin. So sin is a master. But sin is no longer my master. Hallelujah. I have a new master. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who has crowned me with glory and honor. He's given me his authority. All power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. And because it's been given unto me, go into all the world. Preach the gospel of the good news. Let the people know that glory is reinstated. Hallelujah. We're going to stop here. So why are you stopping? Because the Lord says, okay, that's enough. So I salute. Amen? No more chatting about that. You say, stop. That's it. You got enough. Because I got lots yet to talk about. So. Hallelujah. God is good. The glory of God is upon our lives. Amen. Well, we're going to start in just a moment, the anointing service. But this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to handle this. You are going to take your communion elements with you. Amen? And you're going to take your offering with you. And you're going to come through the line. You're going to release your offering if you've not done it already. Then you're going to open your communion element and you are going to participate by taking of the body and of the blood. And then the next thing you're going to do is you're going to come. Today, Mom and I are going to be on both sides. One on that side and the other over here. And you're going to come between us and we're going to lay hands on you. And that is going to release an impartation of that specific grace or specific graces, giftings that God has ordained for you. And all we need for you to do from that point on, as your henceforth, is to begin to speak. If you don't know what it is that God has given to you, you just say, God, that which you have given to me, I stir up with my worship, with my praise. And I thank you, Lord, that you are the God who leads me all of the days of my life. I will fulfill my destiny. I will fulfill my calling. I will accomplish what you have for me. Amen? I will be a blessing to mankind. Because God calls you to be a blessing in the earth. Hallelujah? Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Let me have the worship team lead. Praise and worship team, be the first ones on the line. And then I want those that are in leadership, if you're serving in leadership in any capacity, I want those ones to follow next. Listen to the instruction now. Praise and worship team, First, those that are serving in leadership. They are leaders. Those are going to be the next group that follow. That means that you're serving. Maybe you're an usher. Maybe you're somebody serving in the culinary department. Somebody serving in the audio video department. Yeah, where's Pastor Choice? Okay. Yeah, praise and worship, then Pastor Church. You'll be the first in the leaders. Oh, that's where you were already? Oh, okay, good. Okay, right there, that's the perfect place. If you serve in multiple places, you're already here. Some people just want so much. My goodness. So you release your offering, and then you take your cup and your body, and you take it. Do it in this wooden area here. Don't do it in the carpet area.
Don't want any stain.
No spillage. Amen? I don't know how long that is going to last. But God is... No, I'm following this.
All right. So from here is where you open, you take your communion, you open your communion from here. So if there's any spillage. Here's a bucket here, so you keep your
No, it can be there. That'd be a perfect place, yeah.
Okay. So when you finish taking it, just dump it in this white one. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay. And then after the leaders, everybody else. All right? Yeah, we're still. Those that are home, do the same thing. Release your offering. Take communion. And we are going to pray for you. That's why we're keeping this online. When we finish with the people here, we are going to target you or at some point, so just be in the flow. It could be any time, it could be at the very end, it could be in the middle, it could be anywhere. We're just going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Same thing with Toronto church leaders, we're going to pray for you. When we we'll find a spot that we're going to stop, and we're going to include you in the prayer, okay? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's see where they are. No, still. Okay. Okay. In the name of Jesus, receive your impartation. Mm-hmm. Jesus' mighty name. Receive your impartation. Receive your impartation. Receive your impartation in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Receive your impartation right now. To Dean and Colette. Dean and Colette, just stay.
Yeah.
Just stay. Just a moment. Okay. We'll come to you. Dean and Colette. Just stretch your hand towards us right now. Receive your impartation right now. Right now. Right now. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, receive your impartation.
Help me to take. take it. So don't try to fall down. So because nobody to pick you. All right? Praise the Lord.
Receive your impartation. Receive it. Receive your impartation. Receive your impartation. Receive your impartation. Receive your impartation. Receive your impartation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Receive your impartation in Jesus' mighty name. Come, put a few. Just like that. Put of them together. Yeah. Receive your impartation. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Lord bless, Father bless, grace, 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 grace. cross and I pass on. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray for Carol and Bill right now. Stretch your hands towards us where you are. Father God, pour of your spirit. Pour. Kishata kato bosha. Re balado sikate keke de balado samakahi. Shakatose. Receive this anointing. Receive it. Receive your impartation right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your impartation by the authority of the word of the living God. Be made every withhold. Oh, Father, we give you praise. Receive it. Come. It's done. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray for the saints in the Toronto church and also others that are partners that are listening from different parts of the world right now, in India, in Pakistan, in Africa, in Europe. Rava Shikatava, just stretch your hands towards us right this very moment. We release the anointing, the impartation of the Lord upon your lives. That the God of miracles will do miraculous things in you and through you. That He will step into the callings of grace that He has bestowed upon you, not only in the realm of the Spirit, but in your practical daily living, your professions. That there will be a grace that will escalate you and elevate you to your rightful place. We call for destiny helpers. That the authority of the Lord will flow in you and through you. That even as God is doing right here, right this very moment with the people here, that the word of the Lord, that you be crowned with glory and honor and have authority to be in charge, will be activated in you now in the mighty, glorious name of Jesus Christ. Receive your impartation. Receive it now. Receive it now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. We can, if we want to cut off at this point, we can cut off because this is going to go on for a while yet. So those of you that are on Facebook and YouTube, we just bless you right now. We'll release you. And I want you to know, we're going to have, before we pray, we continue, we're going to show a promo for the next conference coming up, so that you have that on your record right now. Watch this promo on the next meeting coming up. You don't want to miss it. Here it is. Praise the Lord. As a fresh oil, new wine.